before it's too late.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. 2015 should be quite a year in business news. And to bring you everything you need to know, we have America's Business. Here is Ted David.
It's like an annual tradition. Facebook announces revisions to its privacy or data use policies, and the people of Facebook Nation respond by copying and pasting a boilerplate notice warning Mark Zuckerberg and his cronies that their political rants and snapshots of their kids' drawings belong to them. Thank you very much. The problem is it doesn't work. In fact, Laura Northrup in The Consumerist writes, if you want to control who can see what you post, take a look at the privacy policies. You can walk through the basics of controlling who sees your stuff that way. The new Privacy Basics Guide lays things out even in terms that your most technology-addled cousin, who thought the things he posted on his wife's timeline were invisible, can understand. Maybe. The legal notice trend is only slightly less pointless than the cancer is bad, share if you agree. You know those memes that you see on Facebook? Well, at least they alert people to impending policy changes, even as they encourage people to take completely ineffective action against them. You can't change which parts of the Facebook terms of service apply to you simply by pasting them on your wall any more than you can change the terms of your mobile phone contract by shouting into the phone that you would really, really like to use your unlimited data service to tether your computer and download from BitTorrent. That privacy notice you're posting on Facebook, it won't work. That's America's Business. I'm Ted David. Ed, back to you.
Thanks, Ted. And as always, Ted will be back next week. Well, do you ever want to live in one of the really well-to-do cities across the USA? The richest cities. You know what they are. So how much does it really cost to be able to, I don't know, throw some money around, go to Starbucks, have a latte, whatever, and just feel good about it? Well, we have a list here. What it actually takes in terms of dollars to live in some of America's richest cities. All right, here we go. We're going to start the list down at number 10, Austin, Texas. Would you even imagine that Austin, Texas would be on this list? It is. Well, surprisingly, in spite of the high percentage of people earning over $150,000, you only need $72,912 to be comfortable in this Texas city. Again, this is how much you need to earn to be able to live, quote unquote, comfortably in these richest cities. Number 9, Denver. $82,036 would be an ideal salary there to be able to walk around, throw some bucks, and feel good about yourself. Number 8, Los Angeles. $102,061 would have you sitting pretty in L.A. I would think it would be a little more than that, right? The entertainment capital of the world and all that. Number 7, and I thought this would be much, much, much higher on the list from my own personal experience, New York City. To live comfortably, you'd need $131,365 in Brooklyn, $169,639 in Manhattan, and you can kind of slum at $116,907 in Queens. Those are three of the five boroughs. Staten Island and the Bronx are not mentioned. New York is an incredibly expensive city in which to not only live, but just exist in. If you've ever worked in New York City and you enjoy the $6 coffees and the $9 hamburgers at some of these places, you kind of see why. Number 6 on this list, Boston. $106,082 is what you would need to be financially comfortable in this New England city. Number 5, and this is a little higher on the list than I thought it would be, San Diego. You could be comfortable with a salary of $101,984. Seattle, $93,634 would be ideal to live in the far northwest. What about the nation's capital? It is one of the richest cities. $108,092 would be a comfortable salary in the nation's capital. And here's one, San Jose. You need $115,515 to be able to live comfortably in San Jose. I guess because of the tech companies and everything else. And let's see. Oh, what do you think number 1 on the list is? Think tech. Think Facebook and all these fancy schmancy things. San Francisco. You need $124,561 to be able to live comfortably in San Francisco. So it's all these tech areas. Austin is a tech area, as is San Francisco and San Diego. So and of course, Seattle. So those are the richest cities in which to live. Now, let's see. Nationwide, the median list price per square foot on homes is $120. A grocery bill can cost over $1,000 a month. I could see that, especially if you have kids. A trip to the movies can cost $40 to $50 if you grab a few snacks. Isn't that outrageous? You go to a movie? Do you know, like, in New York City, it's like $15 to go to a movie? That's ridiculous. Well, stay with us coming up. We're going to have another installment of Fit in a Minute with Lisa Ritchie, and then ways your income impacts your grocery spending habits. You're buying too many M&Ms. Stay with us. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This swingman was traded for Kareem Abdul-Jabbar before ever playing in an NBA game. Although he was mostly a sixth man, the Milwaukee Bucks ended up retiring his number.
For the win, fall away, yes, at the buzzer, he does it!
So where is Junior Bridgman now? Junior's success in the food business has made him one of the wealthiest former NBA players. His company operates around 300 Wendy's and Chili's restaurants. Junior's also on the board of the PGA, Jackson Hewitt, and Fifth Third Bank. If all that isn't enough, he made time to shoot a TV commercial.
GE engineers found ways to cut my energy use. More efficient lighting helps us stay open later and serve more customers and make more profit.
And Junior Bridgman's found a way to make a lot of cash. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. 888-759-MYTV.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Do you suspect that your spouse may be unfaithful? Well, the wife doesn't have to be the last to know, especially if she knows the signs. Here's the social signs of it. It's estimated that about 40% of the population will forsake their vows. What to look for? Affairing men tend to change their underwear style, usually from cotton to silk or boxers to very brief briefs. Next, they start washing their own clothes to remove the wisp of another's perfume. Finally, the cheating spouse takes up a new hobby, something unusual. Why? Well, it gives them a reason to be away from home. What's the cheap psychological trick? No matter how much you try to cover your tracks, you'll leave signs. Know the signs, and you may be able to save your marriage. Has this happened to you? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.